The jewelry you see here was found in the tomb of Senebtisi. She died towards the end of the 12th dynasty, a time when ordinary Egyptians used royal symbolism in their funerary outfits in order to help ensure their place in the afterlife. This symbolism is most evident in the apron. On its left side, just below the girdle, you can see beads shaped like papyrus plants, and on the right, like lilies. These are the symbols of Upper and Lower Egypt. So all the land is woven into the apron. The carnelian swallow on the string exhibited above the apron represents the sun, so the whole ensemble can be interpreted as the cycle of the sun over the Egyptian lands. Down the middle of the apron, you'll see a long tail-like object made of tiny beads. Listen to what Dorothea Arnold has to say about this.
The middle part of it is a tail of a bull, which is really part of the royal insignia from the old days when the king was seen as a bull, so strong as a bull. So this appears here now on the apron for a very nice lady. But that is just to give the lady power in the afterlife.